Moncrief on News Talk.
We often hear the confidence is the key to success. That said, is there a danger that hiring a confident but incompetent employee? And how do you sniff out the chances from the completely confident candidates? Joining us to discuss this now is Deirdre McCarthy, Director at Leinster Appointments Recruitment Agency. Deirdre, how are you today?
I'm very well. Thank you, Tom. And yourself?
I'm very well indeed. Is this an increasing problem that you're having people coming through, sometimes going into quite well-paid jobs early on and, you know, a bit of college behind them and able to talk the talk, but, you know, do they
Absolutely.
Walk the walk?
Well, that's it. And that's the question. And I suppose that's for the potential employer out there, you know, how do they navigate that? You know, for people looking for a job, look, it's human nature. People want to put their best foot forward. It's hard enough as it is. People will use whatever tools they can to maybe create the perfect CV in the first stage, you know, and then when they go on then to interviews, people want to put their best foot forward. So, you know, they'll have done a lot of research and prep how to do that. But you need to be wise, you know, from an employer's perspective.
Right. It's walking the line, though, isn't it? Because you do kind of want a confident person, don't you?
You do. Absolutely. That's really important in every job, you know. But some people are just naturally more confident than others. And it doesn't mean that they're less able to do the job effectively. You know, some people are great at, you know, talking the talk. Do they have the substance behind it?
Right. You know? I heard a person from the UK Apprentice, Daniel Lassmans, who apparently lives in memory with loads of people. And apparently when he was explaining that there's no I in team, he then added, there's five in individual brilliance. Would you be impressed by that now?
Well, look, I mean, look, we're a recruitment agency. We're based in Naas. So, look, we've heard it all, I suppose, over the years, you know.
Right.
We've spoken to a lot of people who present the most, you know, amazing CVs. But when you're talking to them, you need to know how to break that down. And you need to be able to really kind of delve into the nitty gritty of a CV just to really kind of, I suppose, just you want the person to be able to demonstrate that they can actually do what they have on their CV.
Right.
You know.
So how do you go about with that? How do you go about doing that?
Well, there's a lot of ways, I suppose. You know, first of all, you know, people might send a CV in for a specific job. So you have to maybe look at the job spec initially as well. You know, if you're an employer recruiting for a specific job, it is worth really taking the time to think about your job spec. You know, not just the technical aspects of it, but everything else around it. You need to think about the type of person you want in your team, who's going to be the best fit for your company. You know, one thing we found in recent years is, you know, it's not just about the technical capabilities. It's as much about the fit. That's
right.
As important in recruiting the right hire.
OK, in terms of somebody who comes in and might have that kind of personality that can just blind you and maybe trick you a little bit as well. How do you kind of start to try and, I don't know if you're setting traps for that person or. But
No, nobody wants to trap somebody, you know, or catch somebody out. No, nobody wants to do that. And as I say, it's human nature to try and create the best possible CV maybe that you can. You know, you want to do that. And it's important because you want to get shortlisted. But when you get shortlisted, you know, when we're talking to people, a lot of the roles that we would recruit for example, are accountancy and finance focused. So, you know, it might be a specific finance job. So you'll find out very quickly when you kind of break it down and ask specific questions, you know. You know, we probably wouldn't say maybe tell me about something. We'd be more specific in terms of questions we ask. So I'll give you an example, something simple, maybe a, you know, a payroll job or something like that. You know, you might ask, look, you know, how many people do you do it for? Is it just you on the team alone? Are you working in a team of people? What do you do? What do they do? You know, what systems do you use? You know, very specific sort of questions. So it's worthwhile to have somebody on your interview panel who knows the technical aspects of the role and knows to ask those questions. But equally, it's as important maybe to have somebody, you know, it's good to have a HR person as well on your team, maybe somebody from a different department as well. on your panel.
So a team, you know? A team is important. So you get a range of different personalities. You can look at this person and try and make.
Absolutely.
I was reading another one about big law firms in America would routinely ask two questions. One, how many colleagues do you work with at your level? And then where would you say you ranked compared with them? And if they didn't hear you saying, I am the best, they wouldn't employ you.
Yeah, I think in reality, you know, I don't think most employers would want to. It's telling people what you think they want to hear. Yeah. You know, so you know, I think most people probably wouldn't.
Well, most Irish people would be gone completely, wouldn't they? They'd be the last people to say they're the best.
Absolutely, Irish people are probably under-assuming. You know, we would talk to so many people. You know, their CV initially mightn't be amazing. But when you're talking to them, you really find out, wow, okay, there's an awful lot more to this person. They've completely undersold themselves maybe on the CV, you know. They're short-selling their skills.
That'd be classic, you know? Irish, that.
Absolutely. Yes. We come across that all the time. And they're the gems that you want in your company, you know, the people with the substance behind it all.
Yeah, so, very good. Very good.
Yeah. So
nice, humble Irish people. They're the ones.
Look, it's important to have, I would say, a very thorough interview process.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's things you can do. I would, you know, trust your instincts as well. Take the time. Don't rush the process.
Yeah.
You know, it's time consuming. It's costly to train somebody up, to hire somebody, and for somebody maybe not to work out after 3 months.
Of course.
Is a disaster.
It is a disaster. Deirdre, thanks very much for joining us today. A pleasure talking to you. And that's Deirdre McCarthy, their director at Leinster Appointments Recruitment Agency.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.